I was a virgin. Then I had sex with Piers Morgan's wife.
Me and mom died in the holly.
Piers is a cuck.
He's a really fucking monster.
I'm not afraid of some ignorant black bitch.
Thanks, Mr. K.
I don't know what to do about my girlfriend. She's crazy.
And we should all die, right?
I love powerful women.
You faggots like that shit.
How dare you?
You fucking idiot.
At least we don't have school shootings.
Giant black guy in a Speedo washing her car. You guys are serious. Retarded. First of all, I'm rich.
What about school shooters?
What is wrong with you?
Schlepping her fat ass around.
This is my city!
The battle cry! Oi, bollocks!
I don't like these ugly, stupid freaks.
Costanza grow by percent $20. Thank you for spending the entire Piers interview mogging and clip farming. Clipper's working overtime tonight.
Yeah, I had to clip farm it because, you know, what gives his appeal power is when you treat it like it's serious. And what I mean by that is I've seen a lot of people lose against Piers Morgan because they get psyched out and they treat it like they're in a court of law. They're sort of like meek and Piers is thundering from the dais like he's the judge and the jury and the executioner, giving these moral pronouncements. And I see a lot of people in the interview sort of shrink away and they go, oh, okay. And you have to treat it with contempt. He's a tabloid journalist. He's a bad faith, sloppy tabloid journalist. And I don't say that to be, look, I like the guy. I thought it was a good interview. That's just what he is. And so you can't psych yourself out. You're not in a court of law. You're not on the record. You didn't swear an oath. You're not sitting before a judge. You're on a tabloid show. It's a circus. He brings on the biggest idiots. And then they yell and scream at each other. It's like, it's a giant free-for-all. They bring on Rabbi Shmuley and some other person, and then they yell at each other for 2 hours while Piers collects the money, while Piers collects the advertising. And people go on the show, and they go, oh, I didn't mean what I said. Oh, I feel sorry. And so going into it, my strategy was, I have contempt. You have contempt for me. I have contempt for you. I'm not under oath. You're not a judge. This is a tabloid show. This is a joke. So that's where I saw a lot of people go wrong, because I've seen people fail miserably on a show. And it was because they kind of gave up the frame. And they're trying to win over Piers. Like I said, like he's the judge. They're pleading with him. You can't plead. It's like, this is a tabloid show. You don't have moral authority over me. Who are you? So you turn it into you clip farm, you turn it into a silly thing. You have as much contempt for it as he has for you, and you match the energy.
Problem solved, sent $25. I am an investment banker. Just heard Paramount launched a hostile takeover to beat Netflix's offer to buy Warner Brothers. Deal is being financed by $54 billion debt from Boeing and Apollo, $41 billion equity from the Ellison family, and Jared Kushner's private equity firm is providing further financing.
No way.
Shit going down on Wall Street.
Is that real? I know that that's happening. We'll probably talk about this tomorrow. So Netflix is trying to acquire Warner Brothers. And they're trying to do that because Paramount Skydance was trying to acquire Warner Bros. And if Paramount Skydance acquires Warner Bros., then they are like a super conglomerate. Skydance is David Ellison's company. They acquired Paramount. And Larry Ellison owns TikTok. So they would have CBS, Paramount Plus, the Paramount Studio, Skydance, and TikTok all under one roof. I think they also have the rights to stream UFC. They have some other things too. And then they were going to acquire Warner Bros. So Netflix jumped in and they rushed to get Warner Brothers. Now the Trump administration says, we're not going to let it happen. And Paramount Skydance is making this bid that now they want it. And they're going to try to do a hostile takeover. They're going to try and buy all the shares out from under them. I didn't know that's who was financing it though. So this guy says it's being financed by Bank of America and Apollo, which is Bill Ackman, the Ellisons, and Jared Kushner. That's almost just like beyond parody. That's like World Jewry is buying the media. Breaking news, World Jewry is buying the media. Like Jared Kushner, Bill Ackman, Larry Ellison. They've already bought CBS, TikTok, Paramount, Skydance, and now they're buying Warner Brothers too. World Jewry has proposed a bid of $6 billion to buy all media so that no one can criticize Israel.
Thomas Cruz sent $100. By the way, going from not knowing any Jews who play the Holocaust hard to literally featuring Finkelstein was crazy. Right. Rose whole family got slimed out personally by Hitler and Stalin. I couldn't believe my ears.
That was crazy. Yeah. Oh, Jews never use, they don't use that as a get out of jail free card. Oh, my Jewish friend wants to tell you something.
Buy my bloody book. Me mom died in the Holocaust. Buy my book.
That was crazy. That was just so, it's like beyond parody. Here's this 80-year-old guy at his kitchen to bitch about the Holocaust. Shut the fuck up.
Girthy Grower percent $50.
That's odd. People are getting to that point where it's like, you know what? We've been hearing the song and dance for 40 years. Our country's going into the shitter. And you get some smug Jew, smug 80-year-old Jew in his kitchen who's going to say, my parents died in the Holocaust. Get the fuck out of here. We don't care. Enough about Bubby. Bubby escaped. Shut the fuck up. First of all, that happened on another continent in another century. And we welcomed you here as refugees. So how about a thank you? That happened in another continent in another century, perpetrated by a government that we fought a war against. And then we welcomed your ungrateful fucking ass as refugees into our country. So how about some gratitude? Oh, my Bubby. Well, you know what? You're fine now. Now you're rich and now you're all rich. So what are you complaining about? Jews are the most wealthy, powerful ethnic group in America. And that is because they fought for the civil rights legislation to free up all these barriers to entry for them. They become wildly successful. So what are we even talking about now? And I love that with Ben Shapiro, it's always the USS Liberty. Well, that was 50 years ago. The Holocaust? That's still a really big deal. Okay, bro. I see how it is. Who cares who killed JFK? That doesn't matter. So we're just, I cannot even contain my irritation with that.
Girthy Grower percent $50. How about another joke, Pierce? What do you get when you cross me mom with really fucking monster Hitler? You get at least 6 million.
That was awesome. When he says, I don't think he's really fucking cool. He's a really fucking monster. That was like, oh my, I just had to stop. I'm like, do you hear yourself?
And what do you mean by Hitler is very fucking cool? Because I think he's very fucking a monster.
Okay. And that's a clip. I think he's very fucking a monster. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, I
mean,
do.
Can we all grow up?
I do.
Can we all grow
up?
He
murdered 12 million people.
It reminds me of that clip. Remember when, who was it that went on TV and the guy was complaining about the child separation at the border? And the guy said, womp, womp.
I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage.
Wah,
I read about did you say want, want?
And the leftoid goes, how dare you? How absolutely dare you? It was like flashbacks.
Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
how
you
dare
want
you?
Up, but the bottom line
how
is very
dare
clear.
You?
When you cross
how absolutely
the border
dare you,
illegally.
Sir.
Flashbacks. I'm getting notes of Megyn Kelly. All of that interview had the same tempo as, like, you've called women you don't like slobs, pigs, dogs. That had the same energy as, it's certainly a good thing that we don't have a president with the temperament like Donald Trump in charge, or whatever the thing was from Hillary Clinton, because you'd be in jail. How dare you? How absolutely dare you? That's like a deep cut. That's from 2018. Remember that? How absolutely dare you? He's really fucking a botster. He's a botster and he incinerated. Shut up, dude. And he kept going on and on and on. Like, we get it. Hitler is bad. Thank you.
I think the Pierce interview was more consequential than even the Pecker interview. You made the message clear and did not back down. Your best interview yet.
That was like the end game. Me and Tucker was like Infinity War, and that was like end game. That was like Mortal Kombat, finish him. Because I did Tucker, and what did they say about that? When I did Tucker, everybody said, well, that was a softball. He didn't even ask him any tough questions. It was a love fest. And so Piers said, all right then, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take him down. And then I dropped the hammer. And now no one can say anything. I silenced them all. They're speechless. I shut them the fuck down. Because that's what everybody said. Everybody after Tucker said, oh, well, that was easy. Tucker let him do that because Tucker's evil. Whatever. And then Pierce said, I'll give you a proper examination. And then I went in and I was pissing on the walls. I was doing trick shots. I was doing somersaults. So, yeah, so I agree with you.
Up the RA sent $50. But my question for you is, why are you and your admin censoring and muting people in chats asking questions?
I don't moderate the live chat, okay? I love that. You know, you do see me. So you're in the live chat typing during the show that I'm currently doing. If you see me looking at you, I'm not actually looking at you. I'm looking at a camera. And if you see my hands, they're not typing or touching the mouse. So how could I know what is happening in the live chat on the monitor if I'm looking at the camera? How could I be moderating the live chat with a keyboard and mouse if you can see my hands that are empty? So I love when people super chat and they say, what's going on in the chat? Why did I get banned? I don't know. I don't moderate the chat. I'm doing the show. The show you're watching me do. So that's my favorite. Like, I love when people, hey, man, why did I get banned in the live chat? I don't know. You're probably being a fucking idiot like you are right now, would be my guess. That's just so dumb. That's just so stupid. Hey, I got a question. Why are you censoring and muting people in the chat? But I'm not, though. I'm doing the show. The chat is live. The show is live. I'm doing the show. I'm not moderating the chat. How could I even know? Do you see the live chat? There's like 10,000 messages going. You think I'm like, it's not even possible. I'm reading from notes and then I'm talking to the camera. Okay. All right. But like, seriously, that's crazy. No, but all right. But that's what you gotta admit. That's really dumb.
Slamson's were sent $20. Bro, you really banned me from commenting on your streams. Says creator has banned you from commenting. All I commented on the last stream about the whole Candace thing was definitely some truth, but I think there are some questions she's asked in the case that should be answered. Been watching.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Go away. You go away. Seriously. Stop watching this show. I don't want anything to do with you. I love that. People get banned from the live chat. Then they go on the super. Hey, why did I get banned? All I said was that. Okay. What do you think this is? Do you think I'm like taking tickets? Do you think I'm taking support tickets for people that get muted in the live chat? You think I don't even know how to unmute somebody. I'm going to go into the back end of the channel, find your username, and what is wrong with you? Are you fucking stupid?
Bro, you really banned me from commenting? What the heck?
I don't know you. I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't moderate the chat, okay? You probably said something stupid, so just make a new account or like move on with your life. What the hell? What the hell is that? What the hell is that?
David Enzo official sent $20. Nick, longtime Charlie Kirk supporter here. Latino conservative.
All right.
But I'm becoming a real Wang Fuentes fan.
Well.
Christ is king. Latin cross emoji. America first. USA emoji. Am I wrong for feeling more aligned with you now?
Well, you're just sort of like a nigga going hard. You're not really white. So you're really just like a nigga going hard as fuck. And that's fine. You're a Mexican ass nigga going hard as fuck. But no, I appreciate it. I'm Mexican. I love Mexicans. I don't like Latino, though. I like Hispanic better. I don't know about you. I like Hispanic better than Latino. Personal preference. Yeah, I love Mexicans.
Tarika sent $20.
All
it was laughably despicable. Nick, keep an open mind on Israeli involvement in Charlie's assassination. There are many fact and suspicious events pointing that way. Why are we stopped noticing when it comes to this? America first.
You're an idiot. Sorry. Thank you for the big super chat, but I'm sorry. If you're on the Candace Owens train, I'm not even going to pretend like I'm going to try to appease you. It's wrong. It's stupid. All of it is stupid, and I'm not going to entertain it at all. And I thought Tim Pool had an epic go off on it tonight. It was awesome. I have never seen such a clear-cut case of an individual person being such an unnecessary detriment through sheer ignorance and irresponsibility. I've never seen it. Because you could say other people that have done things like Shapiro or Charlie Kirk or whoever, you could say they're part of a system or there's an incentive structure, they're playing by the rules, whatever. Candace is spearheading this thing. Like, she is creating this hysteria, and it is to the detriment of everybody. It is to the detriment of the right wing broadly. It is to the detriment of anyone that seriously talks about Jews in Israel. And it's to the detriment of rationality. It is the definition of hysteria. And I thought Tim Pool, very courageous, because I know he's getting shit for it, to say something about it. He had an epic go off on it. Major respect for him. But yeah, no, I'm not with that at all. Thank you for the big super chat, but respectfully, no, disrespectfully, that is stupid, okay? And I don't buy into that for 2 seconds. Charlie Kirk was Israel's number. You say, why are we stopped noticing? First of all, why are we stopped noticing? You can't even write. You can't read or write. You're a fucking idiot. That's one. Two, nobody stopped noticing. Noticing is about paying attention to evidence. Evidence. Not scraping the bottom of the barrel talking about maroon t-shirts and looking at flight logs and finding any and every possible thing and throwing it at the wall to see what will stick. She says to Russell Brand, it's all connected. Brigitte Macron, Charlie Kirk, the war in Gaza. What a coincidence that everything you talk about is really all the same thing. You just knew it was going back to Brigitte Macron. So no, it's fucking bullshit. And, you know, nobody wants to say that because everybody is afraid of this hysterical mob. I faced it before. I was right before. I'm right about this. I'll be vindicated. You watch. I'm done arguing about it. I've said what I have to say on it.
Syrian apostate sent $20. You told me to move back to Syria despite leaving Islam, marrying white, and assimilating in the U.S. for 25 years since age 10. But you pander to U.S.-born Muslims who hate America while dismissing us who sacrificed everything to embrace its culture / ethics. Is this why your base is littered with U.S.-born Islamic extremists?
You just need to go home, bro. You're a traitor to your own people. That's what's sad. You're a traitor to your own people, pleading with the white man, saying, please accept me. Please look, I'm not Syrian and Muslim anymore. And it's just sad. And that's why your own people hate you. So you should learn a little lesson, which is always take your own side.
Bro, Iberdol sent $20. It was excruciating watching Piers fail to pick up on the joke where you exaggerated the Holocaust toll. Truly a one-of-a-kind interview. You went hard as fuck.
Yeah. Well, and he thought he got me, too. There's a lesson in that. So he asked me, do you think 6 million died? And I kind of made a joke. I said, I think at least 6 million. I said, it's going up all the time. It could be as high as 10 million or maybe 100 times that. And maybe he didn't catch that. But you know what he said to that in response? He said, oh, well, your followers would be very interested to know that you don't believe that anymore. There's a lesson in that. Take a note. And the note is this. When you're in an interview like that with somebody that's bad faith or someone that's hostile to you, a lot of people make the mistake that they start to give concessions because they think that that will make the other person back off. In that example, he said, do you think 6 million died? An amateur thinking that it would earn him favor, thinking that it would earn him laxity or leniency, might say, yeah, I think it might be 6 million. And the expect and maybe come off of a radical position, he might think that he might get favor from the interviewer. But what does Piers do? It appeared like I did that. And what did he do? Did he say, oh, I'm glad you're moderating? Did he say, oh, I'm glad to hear that? Oh, you're not as bad as they say. I'm glad I got your real view. Did he do that? No. No, he pressed harder. He saw that as weakness. And he took it and he tried to twist the knife and said, oh, well, your followers will be interested to know that. So you don't believe that. Oh, well, your you see that? There's a lesson in this. Because you'll see this in a lot of interviews on touchy subjects like this. These unseasoned, amateurish people, they get interviewed or they go into a debate with someone who's liberal, someone who's hostile, someone who has an aggressive position. And a lot of people, they're, you know, constitutionally weak or they're inexperienced and they plead and they sort of, they kind of argue with themselves. They try to give concessions. They try to compromise. They try to be agreeable and they say, oh, you know, no, I'm not racist. No, I'm not. I think it's 6 million, blah, blah, blah. And they think the person is going to say, oh, I got it wrong. You're not racist. That's a relief. That's great. They think that it's going to win them favor. And it never works that way because journalists hate you. Like, journalists like Piers Morgan, they're trying to kill you. Like, not literally, but figuratively, they're going for the kill shot. And they're trying to, like, destroy your credibility, destroy your reputation, destroy you in the eyes of the audience. And so people make that mistake. They take a step back, thinking that the person will back off. And no, no, then you're just on the back foot and they keep pushing. And so that was like a teachable moment there. Because some people, not obviously not most people, but some people might watch the interview and say, why didn't you explain what you really meant and why you're not racist and blah, blah, blah? Why wouldn't you give a good faith, reasonable? Why wouldn't you show some give? Why wouldn't you be agreeable, expecting that it would be reciprocated, but it never is? So I said in response, I said, well, I think it's at least 6 million. It might be 10. He thought I was serious. And, you know, a good faith person would say, really? I'm surprised. I thought you said this. Did your position change? Why? Oh, well, that's good to hear. No, but he didn't say that. He said, oh, well, your followers would like to hear. Your followers would like to hear that. Turn it into like a, now I'm going to humiliate you. Now I'm going to make you look weak. See, do I have an incentive to moderate? No, I have no incentive to moderate at all. I have no incentive to be in situations like that. People like Piers Morgan, they give me no incentive to moderate. They give me no incentive to act in good faith. They give me no incentive to do any of that. Because anyone with a brain will go into that interview knowing what it is. And just in terms of the game, you've got to project strength. You've got to project strength. You know, you have to give resistance. There can be no give. Because a guy like Piers, you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. So, and it's sort of interesting. People like him have created this situation. People like Piers have created this dynamic. Because this is sort of what we deserve. I think it was with Tommy G about Trump. You know, a lot of people say, well, Trump is dishonest. And people say Trump is a bullshitter and Trump is a sociopath or whatever. It's like, but Trump is what we get when the media does nothing but lie. When the media acts in bad faith and they're merciless and they just try to cut you no matter what, you get somebody that is irrationally self-confident. You get somebody that almost is contemptuously dishonest. Because that's what it demands. That's the only type of person that can survive. In an environment where it's 1,000 Piers Morgans and you're fighting for your life and there's no room to express uncertainty. I'll give you an example. If Trump expresses uncertainty, if he says, oh, I don't know that, do you think people are going to say, wow, he admits when he doesn't know something, how humble? No, they're going to say, he's an idiot. He shouldn't be president. You see, so you can never say, I don't know. And if you say, oh, I changed my mind. Are they going to say, oh, wow, that's so honest. He's admitting that he changed his mind upon learning new information. He's not an ideologue. That's really good. No, they're going to say he's flip-flopping. You see? So it is that type of media. It's Piers Morgan. People like him, they condition a class of people that are contemptuous. That's really what it is. It's contemptuousness. That's the only way to win with Piers Morgan. If you go on Piers Morgan's show and you're honest, if you're like good faith, if you really are thoughtful in your responses, is he going to be patient, charitable? Is he going to be good faith in any way? Absolutely not. That's not his job. So the only way to survive is to have contempt for the process. And it makes it in some ways unproductive. Like nothing was really learned. There wasn't a ton of new information. It was all polemical. Like, compare that interview to other interviews I've done. Other interviews are way more informative. They're more informative. They're more thoughtful. They're more insightful. This interview wasn't really informative. It wasn't really insightful. It was polemical because it was a guy trying to do a gotcha and another guy trying to outfox the other guy. And so it was sort of a very self-conscious political game of posturing and maneuvering. It was like a chess match. I don't think that's a public service, actually. I don't think that's best for the public interest. And it's interesting. People said that's the most entertaining. I had to make it entertaining. Because if it wasn't entertaining, it would be a shame festival. It would be, there'd be a tone of negativity. It would be a lecture. You should feel sorry. You should feel bad. See, you're a bad person and you should be embarrassed. And the tone would be like, oh. So I had to flip it and say, this isn't serious. This is a joke. And people laugh. This is entertaining. I got some chuckles out of it. And this is the media that we've created. And it's very Trumpian in that way. That's what Trump has done to the media. How did Trump defeat that? He made it a joke. How did Trump defeat Megyn Kelly? Made it a joke. How did Trump defeat the MSM? Made it a joke. He was more of a douchebag than they were. He was more contemptuous than they were. He had more disregard than they did. You know, I don't know. That's not healthy. That's not good, actually, on a grand scale. So, you know, people like Piers Morgan, they've created such a toxic environment. And that's maybe that's a boomer thing. Maybe that's a legacy media thing. You know, I feel like the younger generation, because it's all independent media, it's younger guys that are more curious. A guy like Bradley Martin is just curious. A guy like Jack Neal, these are just two young guys that they like my clips. They're curious about my ideas. They don't agree with everything I say. As a matter of fact, they're skeptical of a lot of things that I say, but they just want to hear what I mean. And they're not there to take the piss and enforce and reaffirm the you know, state morality. They want to understand what I'm saying. They want the information that I have, and they want to make up their minds. And so it's interesting the kind of diversity you get from these different interviews. And people say, oh, this is my favorite one. You haven't done an interview like that yet. It's because I've never encountered legacy media, but that's what legacy media is. It's toxic. They say I'm toxic. I'm not. I'm a performer. I'm entertaining. I'm funny. But I am good faith. I am earnest. And these other people, they're like, they're not in the business of giving people information. They're not in the business of enlightening people, raising consciousness. They're in the business of affirming and reinforcing normative ideas, normative ways of thinking. That's what they're there to do through shame, through public humiliation. That's what it is.
Funky Dog Nut sent $20. Nikki were a tower in front of Piers. He had nothing when he realized his fact checkers gave him biased info. He himself had nothing. You alienated Piers Morgan. Gen Xers. Red heart emoji. Few and Daniel.
Thank you for the big super chat. The researchers thought they had me too. One of the producers said something really like Reddit. I'm not even going to repeat it because I don't do that in general. But one of the producers said something so cringe. Like he was smug before the interview started. He's like, the implication was like, oh, we got your number, pal. And I'm like, bring it on. So yeah, they thought they had me. It was, I love when they underestimate me. We love defeating those people, don't we? Yeah, I love when they underestimate.
Mikhail Dokoffin sent $20. Pierce, he's very fucking a monster. Morgan had me deadlamed out, by the way. Got my blue hat today. 11 tenths quality hat to represent.
Let's go, glad. Yeah, it's made in America. Made in America, high quality. Made in America is so hard, though. Liberals were right about everything. Made in America, it's like, dude, to make these hats, it is such a pain in the ass. It costs so much money. If we got these hats made in China, we would have them, dude. We'd have 6 million hats in the warehouse ready to go. You can get anything from China, anything, and it's cheap. And they do it like it's their job. In America, good luck getting anything done. You do it in America, good luck, man. I mean, if I told you some of the stuff we've had to go through with these hats, you just wouldn't even believe it. So liberals write about everything. Let's make them in America. And then like there's like all these problems and it costs $1 billion. But they are high quality. So I'm glad that you
like
it. Wait,
to $20. Piers made himself out to be a retard for the sake of the argument. The per capita thing. Making fun of an unmarried Christian for not having sex. Women priests. Lol. Etc. Or maybe he really is dumb.
Per capita, dude, that was brutal. How do you not know that? It's 2025, and he's like, but white people commit crime too. Like, come on. We're doing this? What about school shooters? What about white school shooters? Okay, like, what is this, 2012? Did I just get out of a time machine? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness gracious, man. At least we don't have school shootings in London. At least we don't. Yeah.
NW Illinois like, farmer wow. sent $250. We all laughed at the dog whistle that more Jews died in the Holocaust. Smiley face emoji.
You like that? I was like, well, it's increasing all the time.
I didn't hate it, but I thought that you were moderating a little too much on Catholic dictatorship and capital punishment. Keep pushing the Overton window like you did with Pierce. Thank you and may God bless you.
I don't support capital punishment. I thought you were moderating a little too much. Okay, well, fuck off.
Rosenkranz 22 sent $20. Really glad you got to sit down with Maimonides Morgan and Rabbi Finkelstein and do your book report on how it was 6 or 7 million. Really captivating stuff.
Yeah, it was one of those. I like you caught that.
How many people do you think died in the Holocaust? How many Jewish people?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe 7 million. What's the number? 7, 6 million, something like that?
So you
8 million?
Yeah, it was like 7 or 6 million. I think it was like 6, maybe 7 million.
Possibly more. Possibly, we're discovering all the time. So it could be, maybe even be more than that.
So why have you,
Lane Roy percent $25.
They're just not ready. They're not ready for this. Like they're not, no one prepared them for this.
Sagula Zonga sent $20. Stupid British cut thought he could come after someone's father who grew up in Chicago. You got a better chance that Mrs. Traditional joins the piggy in Ireland. Crying face emoji. Stay blessed, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm from Chicago. They keep fucking with the nigga from Chicago. We're built different out here. We are built different out here. This is my city. This is Chicago. You can't play with a young nigga from Chicago, ever. Haven't you learned? Kanye West, the Pope, me, King Von, Chief Keef, Richard Hanania. That is true, though. This city, this is a real city. This is a city of big shoulders. What is even the expression? I think that's the expression. No, but that's very real. They're just straight up not ready for Chicago's finest. I rep my city.
In Batman sent $20. One day when we get rid of all the immigrants, we can give the blacks all the gas stations, hotels, liquor stores, etc. as a form of reparations. Two birds, one stone?
Yeah, I don't know about all
just
that.
Just as Zero Mass Base Cowboy sent $20.
I actually go to gas stations and hotels. What are you talking about? No, I'm kidding, of course. But no, I think that's a... Blacks already run that stuff in certain cities and not... It's not cool. Let the Indians run that stuff.
John Smith sent $50. Do you think we've gotten closer to the real Nick Fuentes this interview? Doing the clip show and running the ADL rap sheet? No, it was more of the same. Fucking comedy. Smiley face emoji. After all that, and Pierce still wanted a pat on the head from you.
Well, he was taunting me at the end. He thought that I was going to be like, he wanted me to complain. He wanted so bad for me to say, it was a hit job. It was a set. He wanted that because he would take that as a white flag. If I came out on the other side and said, this wasn't fair, this was bad, he would have said, oh, he couldn't handle the heat. You know, so I had to deprive him of that by saying, I loved it. Thanks. Let's do more. And then saying, you think this is bad? This was easy. So, he wasn't going for a head pat. He wanted me to squirm. He wanted me to say I was frustrated. So I had to tell him, nah. And I did. I would do it again. I loved it.
Red F1 Agbro sent $50. You destroyed Penis Morgan. Absolute masterclass performance. Thank you for the 2XL gear. Happy holidays to you and your team.
Yeah, we caved to the fat people and we finally gave 2XL. So many of you fat, disgusting pigs were begging for double XL merch. We literally wouldn't sell it because I didn't want fat people to wear the merch. But so I guess we have so many fat slobs. People said, well, I'm just really tall. Yeah, sure you are. Maybe that's true. So we caved. Enjoy, fatties. Now you got your double XL Goy merch. Now you got your double XL Goy apparel. So you can wear it when you get the SpongeBob meal at Burger King. Fatties won.
Brand Dazzle sent $69. Just showing some love from one of your many Groy pets. Kissing face emoji. You really caught the attention of the world today. Oh. Peace. I think me mom would really love you and I don't vote anyway.
Me mom died in the holly. You know, British people probably have some stupid word for the Holocaust, like how they call television the telly. You know, they have like a stupid word for everything. Me mom died in the Pubble Gwimshits. Me mummy died in the, you know. Yeah, that's good. That was funny. No, but I appreciate it. W. Groy Betts, he said at the end, he's like, women don't want to touch you. It's like, unfortunately, many, many women do want to touch me. I'm trying to keep them away
from me.
Just
as Zero Mass Base Cowboy sent $20. He's very fucking a monster. Me mom.
Me mom says you're a fucking monster. You're a fucking, what do they say over there? You're a nonce. What else do they say? You're tossa. He's a fucking tosser. Shut up. Hitler's based. Lieutenant
Hosesar sent $20. Piers tried to clip you saying gay. That Jews and Christians historically have not been friends and then tried to contradict you by showing how you have had Jewish friends. Totally classless
and retarded. That was insane. Do you have a Jewish friend? Yeah. Well, you said Jews and... Yeah, I meant Jews and Christians have never... No Jew has ever been friends with any Christian. Yeah, okay, bro. Yeah, that was... But you know what? He jumped the shark with that kind of stuff because people saw it for what it was.
Ryborg sent $20. Shameful performance on Piers today. Your tie was wrinkled. SMH.
The tie is wrinkled. I'm disheveled. I'm a genius. I'm a disheveled genius.
Johnny Blaze sent $20. Are you black?
Sue me. Oh, go ahead. Cancel me.
Noel Lal sent $50. Great debate with Piers. Of course, Dean Withers popped his head in with a super chat congratulating Piers on his great performance.
Yeah, I saw that. $5. What are you, broke? $5 super chat? That's all you got, buddy?
Maximilian Goof sent $20. Hey, Nick. I'm Catholic and recently mass at the church I've been going to has gotten less reverent. People talking and moving. Uh-oh. Should I go to a reverent parish? I feel like I'm giving up on my parish and I worry about other parishes becoming less reverent. Should I just mind my business and go to a reverent mass? Thanks, bro.
People are moving around. Mother of pearl.
Jacket Frog sent $20. Nick, I've been following you for a while now and really thought you'd be the voice of my generation. Unfortunately for you, Danny Finkelstein really touched me with his story and I can't support
with
it anymore.
With his powerful story. I love that he said that powerful statement. It's like powerful. The guy's like crying about Hitler and Stalin. We're supposed to be like, wow, that was deep. Now I want to give up my country to immigrants now because that was
Rape
so JD powerful.
Sent $20. Can you please stop calling the Roman Empire awesome? 2,700 years ago, Romulus and Remus ate my ancestor, okay. His wife, his son's wife, and his horse. And so I've written 271,000 books about how it has defined my entire existence.
Ugh, yeesh. Ugh. Yikes, dude. Let's just leave the funny to me, okay? You leave the funny to me. I'll handle that.
Big Paintbrush sent $22.
Just the money.
I'm surprised Piers didn't bring up the Your Body My Choice.
Just the money. Yeah, the jokes are not. That's not it.
Most underrated part of the Piers Morgan interview was him giving you a loaded question, letting you give 1/5 of your take on it before cutting you off, then taking a break to run a Daily Wire Plus ad. That shit had me rolling.
See, you're just seething about it. You can't. If you seethe, they win. If you seethe and go and say, that was really cool. The part where they didn't give me. If you do that, then they win. They're trying to frustrate you. They're trying. That's why you have to answer with magnanimity and grace. You have to be calm maxing. You have to be smirking all the time. You cannot let it bother you.
Shiva Blaster sent $20.
That's
Piers Morgan is such a batch that it genuinely hurts to hear his voice. His trollop of a wife obviously withholds pegging him unless he says misogynist 50 times a day. Rolling eyes face emoji.
His trollop of a wife. Doesn't you make him beans and cheese? Doesn't you make him beans and toast in the morning? Fucking trollop. Fucking trollop, right? Dude, the British people, like, the British thing is so cooked. Dude, you know, British people is just like, ugh. I'm American, man. I'm American. These British people, they just, I like British people. You know, I'm a supporter of the British far right. But they're just silly. They're a bunch of silly billies.
Angel Cunner sent $20.
Little
hey, Nick,
silly
did you
guys.
Go back to sleep after the... If Finkelstein wasn't enough of an indicator, he even made sure to plug his book. Ben didn't even run an ad during your clips video. Me mom and me gran were turned to soap, but buy me book.
Me gran made a proper English breakfast, right?
Woman Eagle Crusher 9,000 sent $50. Danny Silverstein.
That's
won.
When you remember it's America first. Like it, like people talk about the West and Europe, but it's like no, America better. America better. Sorry, Euro trash. America better. And I love Europe, and I love Europeans, and I'll stand up for them. But whenever you encounter these Euro cucks, you're like, bro, America better. Like, we're really on that shit.
Do you think it would be more effective if you became a politician or the Pope?
I don't know. I'm still deciding whether I'm going to be Pope.
And Roy sent $20.
Or the
Great
leader.
Defense today. Shiva Blaster sent $20. Dude. If I remember correctly, Pierce Jewish friend in the video messaged to you at parents and grandparents who were starved and killed by both Hitler and Stalin all at the same time, all at once. Lamau.
Yeah, the ultimate victim. The like, dude, talk about, bro is a completionist. Oh, yeah? Me gran got killed by Hitler and Stalin at the same time in Auschwitz. Like, bro, pick a struggle. That's just like, talk about oppression Olympics. My ancestor got killed by Hitler and Stalin. That's like definition of oppression Olympics.
On Ohm 4 Lee sent $20. Grew up in Western Springs and it's honestly like a white paradise. Build the statue, LT.
Yeah, where's my plaque? Where's my plaque, LT? Where's my plaque by the Reber Center? David Hasselhoff gets a plaque, but not me. You know, there's a lot of people on that wall that really don't deserve it as much as I do. So what the fuck is that? I want my plaque. I'm Hall of Fame. I want my LaGrange Country Club award ceremony. It's overdue at this point. So no, I'm with you. Western Springs, it's literally like the land that time forgot. Like, it is white utopia. There's like a train that runs through it. There's like a water tower. There's an Oberweis. Everyone's white and everyone's rich. And they play baseball. There's a little old library, little forest preserve. It's just like a, it's like Alex Jones said about Tucker. It's a little slice of Mayberry. And LaGrange Park, similar, LaGrange, similar. It's this little pocket in the southwest suburbs, very nice. And everything else is going to complete garbage.
Colorado sent $20, suffered through that Ian Carroll vid, so painful with all the fag prick faces he makes. He, and Candace, survive off the association fallacy. Nick made a counterpoint that Fed shills make, therefore he has to be a Fed shill sabal. It is obvious he is grifting off the ascendancy. We don't know you, bro.
He's just not rigorous. It's not, he's not actually thinking. It's just a lot of insinuation. Oh, that's weird. That seems off. Like, there's no arguments there. It's not rigorous.
Wild Catman, 43 cent, $20.
They say, oh, well, that bullet could have never made a hole. It's like, first of all, you're not a ballistics expert. Second of all, so what's the insinuation? They got the wrong rifle? They shot him with a different caliber bullet than the rifle they planted? And what was the big idea there? Was it sloppy? Oh, I hope no one notices. Like, so what's even the idea? There's a second shooter, but they matched the wrong gun to the bullet they used. And what, they hope no one would know? Why wouldn't they just plant a gun with the right caliber, with a smaller caliber that wouldn't have blown his head up? I mean, there's not even a theory there. Are they that sloppy? So France, Israel, and the United States are involved at the highest levels. They're all coordinating. And it's like, how did they decide to act? We're all going to wear the same T-shirt. Okay, if you're here for the Charlie Kirk assassination, go over here. Okay, 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. So on the day of the assassination, we're all going to wear our maroon T-shirts. Okay, we're all going to wear our maroon T-shirts. Hey, stop talking. Thank you. I'm talking. So on the day of the assassination, we're all going to wear our maroon shirts, and then Larry is going to give the signal with his hands. He's going to be standing next to Charlie Kirk, and he's going to do this. He's going to do this when it's time to kill Charlie with our shooters placed all around the venue, okay? Like, do you think that's how it went? Do we have the prop gun? It doesn't matter. Just fish one out from the bin. The Goyim aren't going to know. Like, is that how they think it was planned? We're all going to wear maroon?
But wait, how will we know who the other crisis actors are?
We're all going to be wearing maroon. We're all going to be wearing the shirt. We're all going to be wearing the shirt that says Charlie Kill Squad.
Wait, how are we going to know when it's time to kill him?
Good question. They're going to go like this next to him. And that's when you activate the palm pistol and the energy weapon.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mr. K.
Like, it's so stupid. It's hard to even believe.
Wild,
but then again,
43 cent, $20.
Great interview.
Hilarious that Pierce was getting off on the fact of you not having had sex before. Does he not know Christians aren't supposed to have sex before or outside of marriage? Nice singer boomer.
Yeah, but that's like cucking to be like, actually, Christians aren't supposed to get laid. That's really, you're killing my aura when you say that. It's just like, when it comes to that sort of thing, I'm beyond that. I've told you, I'm beyond sex. I had some girl, because I get propositioned now all the time on email and on Twitter, and some girl was like, I love that you're saving yourself for marriage. It's like, saving myself for marriage, like I'm a girl? Girls save themselves for marriage because they have purity like that. It's like, I'm beyond sex. That's what you don't understand. I'm beyond that. I'm beyond that sort of thing. So it's sort of, Christians aren't supposed to get laid. That's against the rules. Like, that's not actually
Eastern Europe
doing what you think
Eastern
it's
Europe
doing.
Supremacist sent $21. Rationality and realism is a rarity, and as a representative of a decent, also rational-minded female community, I'll gladly make sandwiches and we can go ice skating, smile.
Yeah, see, that's the part I don't fuck with that whole thing. I don't want to go on dates. I really hate the idea of dates. Like, you have to go and it has to be like a thing. I don't like to go and do things. I like to hang out. I like to chill. I like to eat. I like to hang out. End of list. People say, what do you like to do? Nothing. I like to do nothing. I like to eat. I like to hang out. I like to play video games, read, watch movies, sit and talk, go for a walk and talk, go for a drive and talk. I hate the idea of, even when you're with friends, it's always got to be a thing. Let's go bowling. Let's go axe throwing. Let's do an escape room. Let's go. It's like, can't you shut the fuck up and let's just sit around and like hang out? And the idea of going on a date, like having to entertain, what are we going to do this weekend?
Well, this weekend, I thought that we could recreate the time we first met and we could, you know, like it's just endless.
All right. Rumble keeps messing up. Well, that's good. Oh, there we go. Okay. We're back. We're back. Oh, well, we're losing it. No, we're back. Well, it's not my internet. It must be Rumble because my internet is my internet. I'm still connected here. Okay. Let's just wrap it up. I don't know what's going on with Rumble. Rumble is like dying on me right now. I'm getting it's not uploading the stream. So I'm not sure. There's clearly some kind of technical problem at Rumble. So
KJV sent $20. Any feminized society or female dominant culture will collapse. Do you really think that the free love generation will ever admit that over 60% of businesses in South Vietnam were run by women, or that the men spent nearly half of all their money on the black market? Follow the money. Dominoes will fall. God bless.
It's a good point. Well, and I didn't even know that Piers Morgan was such a cuck. That explains everything. Since the Piers Morgan interview, we found his wife's Instagram. It's the most humiliating thing I've ever seen. Piers Morgan's wife, I kid you not, she's on Instagram repeatedly posting with other men and insinuating that she's having sex with them. Wurzelroot posted it on Twitter. She says something like, "When my husband is away, Mr. Suds comes out to play." And it's a picture of a giant black guy in a Speedo washing her car. There's another one. She's taking a picture pointing at a guy's dick and implying she's going to suck the guy's dick. That's two of the posts. There's a news story that said she went on a six-week sabbatical from her marriage with Pierce to go have sex with other men. He joins her on a talk show on television with rubber gloves saying, "Honey, I just finished my chores. I love powerful women." I should have done my research. I didn't even think to do that because I'm not that guy. He asked me to come and do the show. I did it. But this is a guy that's attacking me for being an incel. This is the guy that's telling me, well, you're just a dinosaur, huh? Okay, what are you, buddy? What are you, a cuck? I mean, I had his number. I said, it's chads and incels that know what women are. It's beta male orbiters like you that don't seem to get it. He's on his second marriage. He's getting cucked by his wife. It's insane. No wonder. So typical. Some big, fat, old, white guy who's a total pussy-worshipping simp and his wife is out there publicly humiliating him in front of God and everybody in the whole world. And he's going to go on TV and give me his position on women? Who would be listening to you? Do you think any man wants to be in your position? Absolutely not. Do you think young men would take advice from you about women? Why? So we could be humiliated? Are you kidding me? People would rather be a 27-year-old virgin than be 60 years old on your second marriage, getting ritualistically humiliated by your wife, talking about cheating on you with every and any man that she meets. Obviously. That's why the young people are finished, because we look at the boomers and say, fuck that. And I can't speak from experience because this is not the case with my parents, but I know for a fact a lot of the young men resent the older generation because this is the structure. All of the young men, their dads are all weak. You know, my dad is a tough guy. He was like a street tough in the old days, and he's ethnic. You know, he's Mexican. He's half Mexican. His dad was like a drug addict. Okay, he's from the streets. He's an OG. It is the story of most of these Gen Z guys, and even Gen Alpha now too. Their parents are Gen Xers, millennials, and they're total pussies. And where a lot of the resentment comes from is the young men look at their dads as these like weak, emasculated, soft-spoken, they're not men. And they see the way their mothers walk all over their dad. And that's where the resentment comes from. That's true in a lot of cases. You know, it's not to say that these young guys, I'm sure they love their parents, but that is the arrangement because that is the mantra of these older generations. You know, in the old days, the men were men. They were fucking dangerous. the boomers, the silent generation, the greatest generation, they would beat their wives. And I'm not saying I support that, but like they were dangerous. They were men. They were violent. They were volatile. They drank, smoked. They fought in fucking wars. So yeah, they were straight up beasts. That's how the older generation was. And the wives were afraid of the men. Then it got inverted. And now all the guys, all these guys that went to college and then got married, they're totally emasculated. And they lived through that. And now they split the chores and they defer to their wives. And the mantra's happy wife, happy life. And they're like these grinning doofuses suppressing any kind of masculine impulse. And that's where a lot of the resentment comes from. And I don't know anything about Piers Morgan. I only remember him from The Celebrity Apprentice. I don't know that much about him. But now knowing that he's a cuck, that explains literally everything. Because that's the part that he really got mad about. Like, when he got pressed at the end, it was about the women stuff. At the end of it, he's like, so you're just a real misogynist, aren't you? Oh, very good. So you're just a little... He actually got mad because he is just, like, ideologically a pussy-worshipping simp. Many such cases, I should have known. I clocked him. So anyway, I don't know what young guy would want to grow up and be anywhere near anything like
World's
that.
World's best racist sent $50. How can you argue that foreign cultures are inferior and are polluting America? But when said minorities adopt better cultures, you label them as betrayers who are acting white. Did you tell Ye that when he said...
Dude, it's over. It's over. Are you retarded? I have to conclude that something is seriously wrong with you, that you even keep coming back. It's just not even funny. Like, just fuck off. Fuck you and fuck off. Take your assimilated brown ass and go home to Syria. War's over. Go fucking get killed by Al-Qaeda, dude. Go home and go get killed by your Al-Qaeda government. Fuck you. Get out of my country. Like, we're not taking questions from foreigners. You don't understand. We're not engaging. We're not playing that game. You're a fucking foreigner. Okay? You are a foreigner. You don't get to talk to me. I don't have to justify myself. Fuck you. Got it? Foreigner comes here and says, hey, we should keep me because I'm... No, shut up. I don't have to justify myself. This is my country. I was born here. I'm a citizen. You're a guest. Fuck you. Shut the fuck up. Go home. Go get killed by Giuliani. I'm not playing anymore. This is not a conversation. I'm shutting you down. I'm shutting you down. How can you argue that? I'm sorry. I'm not taking questions from foreigners that don't belong here. Go tell it to someone who cares.
Royce Leon sent $20 in the most autistic, asexual way possible. Open the marriage applications.
Why would I invite that into my life at this stage in the game? So irritating. I feel like I'm just better off without it at this point. To tell you the truth, it's just like, who even needs that? I think about all the problems I have in my life and then I'm going to have a woman. You think about the kind of gaslighting, the kind of pressure I'm under, the coordinated attacks. Could you imagine? I'm getting shot at my house and I'm going to have some woman screaming her head off in my house. You know, you need to think of our children. Like, even the idea of it irritates
me. Next sign said $25. Oy vey, not my mom.
Me mom and me dad. Me mom was killed by Hitler.
William Wayne sent $25.
And that'll never get old. Me mom. Me mommy, me daddy. Me killed by Hitler. Oh, God save the queen. Me mom was killed by Hitler. Oh, so funny. That's crazy. What's funny about that? Oi, bollocks. You think it's funny, isn't it? You think it's funny, right? Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. It's made funnier because you're mad. He's like, what's funny about that? I'm like, this is funny. This that we're in the middle of. Oi, what's funny about that? This is the
William Wayne
said
$25.
I just joined
the $100 a month club. Why is there nobody showing concern that 600,000 military aged males being spread throughout the U.S. is a massive national security concern? Also, great job treating that bitfucker like a super hatter. Been waiting a long time to see it.
Another conspiracy. 600,000 military age. Never ends. Like, you know what? Goyim are canceled. Goyim are fucked. I'm like, dude. Oh, man. Do you think we could still get that? Hey, Ben Shapiro, you think I could still get that deal at Daily Wire? Goodness gracious. It's just one after the other. Why is no one talking about? Yeah, it's a secret. Have you met these Chinese students? They suck. Like, they're not soldiers, okay? A lot of them are spies. That's true. A lot of them are spies for sure. But you say they're military age men. Yeah, it's Mao's secret army. Like, come on, man. Come on. Come on now.
I had to leave the stream early last night, so I didn't see if someone already mentioned this. But am I delusional, or was the tampon thing on Piers the most absurd shit of all time? I couldn't believe that was where that line of questioning went. So you think tampons are gross? Yeah, Piers, I do. WTF, man.
Yeah, that was insane. Oh, so you think tampons are gross, isn't it? It's like, yeah. It's like, what? That's like saying, oh, you think toilet paper's gross? It's like, dude, it's bodily discharge. It's literally bodily discharge coming out of your private parts. That's saying, oh, you think dirty toilet paper's gross, don't you? Yeah. What? Like, what is even this line of questioning? It got really weird at the end.
Chunky MC Funk sent $20. Nick, what's good? You are dead ass like an AI. Mad smart and knowing everything, bro. You said you played baseball when you was younger. What position you played, and were you a contact hitter or a great pitcher? I bro, good looks. And also, fuck Larry Silverstein and Larry Ellison and George Bush, LBJ, all them faggots, lol.
I love when it's just like raw like that. Fuck all them faggots, lol. I love that. Okay, now that I like. Yeah, I was bad at baseball. I was terrible. I was a good hitter. I could hit the ball well. But I was really bad in the outfield. I played like right field, center field, left field, sometimes third base. I was very bad at baseball. And that sucked because it was a baseball town. Okay, LaGrange Park is a baseball town. Everyone was obsessed with baseball. And my dad was really into sports, so my dad wanted me to be in baseball. So guess what I did? I played baseball. No resentment at all there, by the way. I'm over it. I'm a grown man. Of course I'm over it. But it was a baseball town, and I was playing T-ball and Little League and all that, and I was terrible at it, you know, because I didn't like it. I hated sports. I always hated sports. I hated watching sports. I hated playing sports. And I wasn't good at sports. I was subjected to it, nevertheless, for years. It really sucked. But, you know, my father's right. It built character. I always say that. Me and my dad, we talk about it. We joke about it. I'm like, you know, you made me play baseball for like 7 years. That really sucked. And he's like, hey, well, it built character. He's like, it built. I'm like, yeah, that's true. Getting absolutely shit on in baseball. It's true. You know, well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. No, but it was a good time. I think in hindsight, I could say it was a good time. I do have some fond memories, but they were rare. They were definitely infrequent, but there were some fond memories. But yeah, you would say, hey, it builds character. Yeah, very funny, Dad. That's hilarious. Yeah, he finally let me quit in middle school. But yeah, I wanted to quit the whole time, and he would always say, well, you got to do something. What are you going to do over the summer? What are you going to do instead? You going to sit and play that damn game all day? I'm like, well, yeah. I was really into video games. I like my GameCube, my PlayStation 2, and my parents hated that. They hated that I played video games. They would get on my case. They'd say, well, if you're not going to play baseball, what are you going to do this summer? Are you going to sit inside and play that damn game all day? I'm like, what do you want me to do? You tell me, what do you want me to do? They'd say, when I was your age, we would just go out and play. We would just go outside. We'd be out until the streetlights came on. I'm like, yeah, well, you won't let me do that. You won't let me. You won't let me out of your sight. I can't leave the block. So what do you want? What do you mean? It's not the 40s. It's not the fucking Sandlot. What do you think this is? We live in the suburbs. You grew up in the city. This isn't like the Sandlot where all the immigrant neighborhood kids come out with the ball. Hey, let's go toss the ball around. Like, we live in the suburbs. Everyone's a helicopter mom. There aren't any kids out there playing. Like, I don't know what planet you think you're on. Go outside and play. With what? With who? What are you talking about? Did you just get out of a time machine? That's what they would say. Let me play my PlayStation. Let me play GameCube. Let me play my fucking Webkinz and get off my case. I don't want to play baseball. I'm not good at it. Everyone's making fun of me because I'm getting hit in the face with the ball. I eventually got better. I got on the All-Star team 1 year. I was, you know, I wasn't bad. I was a good hitter, but I didn't like it. And it was so over the top. All the parents thought their kids were going to be in the MLB. It was one of those towns where, like, that was the organizing principle of the town was baseball. And so the parents were insane. All the parents thought their kids were going to be in the MLB. They all thought their kid was going to go pro. They're paying for lessons, and it was ridiculous. That's a little slice of my childhood. It was probably good for me. I imagine it was better for me to have gone through that experience, even though I hated every second of it. And then I got older, I started getting into books. You know, I started reading. But those were some tough years. That was not fun. Not a fun time. Can anybody relate to being a nerd? I was a nerd, you know. I like Star Wars. I like video games. I like stuff like that. To each their own. Some people love sports. I never got into it.
Deadass Dom sent $20. Lol, I like baseball, but I was fucking horrible at it. I thought I was hearing my own parents yelling at me, hearing your childhood story.
Yeah, dude, my dad was, it was always like that. You turn off that damn game. It's that fucking game. Always, he hated the video games. Hated the video. Because my dad was a boomer. I think that's why I am the way I am. And what I mean by that is I have a lot of like white friends, like actually white people friends. And it's like their dad is a Gen Xer that went to college. Their dad is an actual like white male who's an atheist and went to college, played video games and likes comic books. And so I have like white, like real white friends, and their dad is like playing video games with them. Their dad is like, hey, sport, I just got the new Call of Duty. Let's play. And my dad is a boomer. My dad was born in 62. And, you know, he was just like a classic boomer, didn't go to college, was a thug. And I say that affectionately. And so I got a whole different experience. I got a whole different experience than like my white friends that got to find themselves and like be who you are, bro. Like, yeah, video games are cool. Let's go see Star Wars together. My dad's like from a different era than these other parents. So having an older dad, there's like a bigger generational divide, maybe more of a disconnect. And so he wasn't on board with a lot of that video games and, you know, the nerdy stuff, the internet, Star Wars, even politics for that matter. It's kind of funny. I think maybe that's why I have like a different sensibility maybe than your average white Zoomer.
For 99 cent, $20. Nick, you look so handsome tonight.
Thanks.
Roy Poole sent $20. Thank you. Killed by Hitler and Stalin? Zero survival instincts.
That's funny. Bro has literally zero. Let's Hitler come to power, doesn't leave. Zero survival instinct. Let's Joseph Stalin come to power, waits around with all the grain. Okay. Let's Vladimir Lenin and Joseph Stalin come to power, hanging out with a silo full of grain. Derp. I think I'll be okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
Silver 8268.
That's a skill issue. You're telling me your mom and dad both got killed by dictators? Sounds like a skill issue.
Silver
8268
sent $20. Why is there no organized IRL community for the AFF? It should be zero trust, highly compartmentalized, so fags and foreign intel can't screw with it.
That's
What's
crazy.
The plan to mobilize and turn words to action?
Okay, yeah, definitely not a Fed. Hey guys, so where's the clubhouse? But we should totally keep it on the DL. But where's the clubhouse? Let's get that. Yeah, nice try, Mossad. Thank you for the big super chat. What did that come out of the foreign ministry budget?
Money sent
nice
$21.
Try. I appreciate the big super chat,
Money
though.
Sent $21.
Look, there is a network, and it's one of those things where if you know, you know. How do you know there isn't something like that? If you know, you know. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say, we're an invisible empire. If you know, you know. It's a big-ass club. Those that need to know, no.
Money sent $21. Candace is our modern-day Joseph Smith.
She really is. She's like a shaman. She's like shamanic guru. It's very, there's something wicked about it. Tim Pool is right. There is something evil about
it. One Day Break sent $20.
I saw on her Instagram today, Candace Owens did a multi-part story. She said, oh my gosh, you're never going to believe it. I just found something that changes everything. I got a new tip. God gave it to me and it's brand new. And this is the evidence I needed. It's the final piece of the puzzle. Did she get it? Is that the final piece? Did she prove it's a U.S., France, Israel conspiracy yet? Did she get the final piece of the puzzle? I didn't catch it. I saw the clips, and I saw a couple of tweets summarizing it. So I guess some guy from, like, the 80s was in Mexico and saw some other guy that had the same name as a guy at Turning Point. And that proves that Brigitte Macron is a guy or something. I don't know. I didn't see it. When will it end? Blake Neff, if you can hear us, please save us. Tyler Boyer, please. Erica Kirk, can you finish this bitch off? Figuratively, in the battle of ideas. Honestly, I was very critical of Erica Kirk. Now, it's like, can she please silence the idiot? Because it's got to stop. The Candace mania has gotten out of control. It has become a mania. It has become a psychosis and paranoia. She's a completely malicious actor, a compulsive liar, a disingenuous person. And I just can't wait for December 15th when Turning Point, they better bring their A game. They got a lot riding on this. And I'll say this much. I'm looking forward to the Turning Point live stream where they respond to everything. If they don't do a good enough job, I think I'm going to have to step up. Nobody else will do it. Everybody else is afraid of Candace Owens. I'm not afraid of some ignorant black bitch, okay? Everybody's afraid of a black Karen. I'm not. I'm a groiper. Black bitches are a speciality, okay? So Turning Point, the whole conservative movement, they're all in fear of Candace Owens. Nobody wants to step to her and her insane cult of followers. I'll do it and I'll win. Because it's one week after another. Tomorrow's the day. We got the final piece. This is it. And it's always nothing. It's always fucking nothing. And today was no different. On the Instagram, everybody tune in. I have another bombshell and it's nothing. And it's been going on for 3 months. It's got to stop. First of all, how about this Candace Owens, huh? I'm going to complain a little bit about her again. Because look, I'm hooked now. I'm in it. I'm into the drama now. So now Erica said, you're never going to believe what happened. So now Erica got on the show with Barry Weiss. And Barry Weiss says to Erica, she goes, what do you have to say to Candace Owens and these people that are pushing conspiracy theories? And Erica, like, dude, oh my. And the Oscar goes to Erica, her face, her expression hardens and she goes, stop. And we're supposed to be like, oh, whoa, she means business. No, you stop. No, no, no. You need to stop. Did you guys see the clip? So she's on with the Israeli spy, Barry Weiss, after she's grabbing J.D. Vance's ass. And Barry Weiss goes, so what do you have to say to Candace Owens who built her business lying about blah, blah? And Erica Kirk makes this like face. She goes, stop. That's it. And we're supposed to be like St. Olga in the flesh. The battle cry of the cries of the widow. Like, come on now. It's enough already. It's really bad at this point. Like, you're not a good actress. This is not a compelling performance. Nobody is buying this. I am not a Candace Owens fan at all, as you know. That doesn't mean that this does not stink. Like, this performance does not stink. Just drop it. Can you just be fucking normal? The first week, nobody could say anything because you can't. But now, here we are on the second wave, second leg of the tour. The handkerchief is back and better than ever. The handkerchief is actually sort of disappointed. Erica Kirk's handkerchief was recently beaten out by the artificial intelligence founders for Time Person of the Year. Should have gotten it. The handkerchief was the runner-up, so it was a little bit disappointing, kind of crushing. You know, they thought they had it, but didn't get it. The handkerchief is back and bigger and better than ever. It is making an appearance. We are on the second leg. We are on the 67th leg of the Erica Kirk tour. And honestly, though, it's just like, who's buying that? You remember when she gave the speech and everybody said, I've seen that expression before. It's like St. Olga. Don't mess with the... Come on. What is this now? What is this? It's like a Disney movie. Now what? She's the badass chick. She's going to be doing acrobatics and she's going to be flipping guys over her head. They think it's like a movie. It's one of these like girl power movies. She's with Barry Weiss. She goes, stop. And we're supposed to say, shiver me timbers. Mike, this is terrifying. Oh my gosh. Scary. It's not scary. You're not tough. That shit is not tough. Erica Kirk is not tough. No one is buying the Candace Owens bullshit. No one is buying the Erica Kirk bullshit. In truth, at the end of the day, everyone needs to acknowledge women cannot be in politics. Marjorie Greene, Candace Owens, Erica Kirk, they are all fake. They are all crashing out. None of them can handle it. None of them have a clue what is going on in the country. They all need to retire, respectfully.
I've been listening to you and agreeing with mostly everything for so long that I was surprised to disagree so strongly about the death penalty. But anyways, great job on Piers, my nigga. We needed a hostile debate again. His wife's Instagram is crazy.
I'm so glad I don't do this show for any of you, because if I did, I would have quit a long time ago. I've been listening to you and agreeing with mostly everything for so long, I was surprised to disagree about the death penalty. So your expectation is we're going to agree on literally everything? What is wrong with you? Why say something like that? Yes, I know this is hard to believe. Yeah, not everyone's going to agree on literally everything, okay?
Hey, Nick, great work against that snarky, overtly malicious boomer on Monday. What's your go-to Italian beef, Chicago dog spot? I will judge you by your answer.
Oh my gosh, fuck you. I'm not telling you my spot because I don't want to see you faggots there. You think I want to? First of all, I don't want to put any of you on. You're all Philistines. You know nothing. Second of all, I don't want to go and see you people there. I don't want to help you. What's your go-to beef spot? Shut the fuck up and fuck
open
off.
Door, $12.35, sent $20. Amir Odom has been on fire lately. He just dropped another video on you reacting to the Piers interview. Gang. He, Brett, Crowder, the most unlikely people have, so far, turned out to be the realest
ones. Yeah, for real,
praying
folks,
for you daily,
people
Nick,
with integrity. People with integrity. How about Brett Cooper, huh? Brett Cooper is on fire. She goes, I don't know if he likes me. He hates me. He loves me. I love Brett Cooper. I think she's great. I think she's terrific. I take back what I said. Here's the thing, though. I did hate her wedding. That's just a taste. That's a matter of taste. I did hate the cowboy hat and the rustic modern farmhouse vibes. That's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. Like, I had to attack that. It's like those videos of the turtle. You ever see those videos of the tortoise? And they put a white shoe in front of him and he doesn't react. You put a black shoe in front of him and he starts hitting it with his head. That's like me with a wedding like that. So I had to do it. But no, but she's excellent. She's great. Very surprisingly on point. W. Brett. I guess I'm a Brett head. I'm a Cooper. I'm a Cooper head.
Irate Uranium sent $20. Pierce sits in the cuck chair on immigration.
What is wrong with you?
He sits in the cuck chair on immigration. Piers is a cuck, and he's cucked on immigration. He's in the cuck chair on immigration.
What are you talking about, man? Some of the stuff you guys say, I'm just like, you guys are seriously retarded.
Horseshoe Theory Optimist sent $50. How many memes died in the Holly? 6 to 7 million.
Okay. I think we got it. Think we've exhausted the potential on that. Beating a dead horse much? Think we're
Real
good.
Real Squirrel sent $20. Would love a Christmas music playlist if the interns aren't too busy.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a great Christmas.
There's like 100 Christmas songs, you fucking idiot.
We would appreciate a Christmas.
How many Christmas songs even are there? I wish I had a job where I didn't have to deal with you people at all. We got to get to the point. I need a billionaire to give me enough money that I never have to interact with any of you ever again. That's just where this needs to go. Would love a Christmas playlist. Yeah, let me get right on that. Really? It's on the fucking radio, stupid. It's on Spotify. It's on Pandora. Pick one. You need me to make a Christmas playlist for you? What else do you need? Do you need me to make your grocery list? What is wrong with you?
Verminology sent $20. Sorry if you've answered this already, but what's your favorite Kanye/Ye 3 album run?
Probably Dark Twisted Fantasy, Yeezus, Life of Pablo would have to be. I think that's the best. Yeah, because after Life of Pablo, you get Ye and Jesus is King and Kids See Ghosts. Mm-hmm. I would be tempted to say like Donda 2, but then you get Vultures 2, cuck. I really like Donda 2, but I didn't love Donda as much, and I didn't love Vultures. Yeah, so I'd probably have to say that. Oh, you know what? Oh, I don't know, though. Graduation, Dark Twisted Fantasy. No, probably Dark Twisted Fantasy, Yeezus, Life of Pablo. It's tough, though, leaving out Graduation. Or no, I'm sorry. Graduation, and then it's 808s, right? College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808s, Dark Twisted Fantasy, Yeezus. Yeah, so Dark Twisted Fantasy to Pablo.
Wang 47 sent $20. I admire your conviction, Nick. Cozy ice skating date downtown sometime? With hot chocolate and all. Red heart emoji. That's ice skate crazy. Emoji. Ice skate emoji.
See, that's the thing. This is what I don't understand about you people. You tell me if this is a me problem, because I'm aware that that might be the case. As a guy, I do not see myself doing these. I saw a clip from Clavicular, and he said it. I don't know if he saw it from my stream, because I said the same thing the other day. He said, all the effort it takes to sleep with a woman, you got to go on dates, you got to go dinners, coffees, texting, gesture maxing, and even you have to do these events. Like what you just said has zero appeal to me. The idea that I'm going to get in my car, pick up my girlfriend, drive into the city in fucking traffic, park downtown, pay for parking, get out in the freezing cold, go to the place, wait in line, buy my skates, skate around, and carry on like a couple of silly people. Ooh. Oh, I fell down. Oh, I think I got the hang of it. Look at me. I'm doing it. That was fun. And then getting, oh, and then we'll get a little hot chocolate. Now, the hot chocolate, okay. Like, to me, that is so gay. That is what is gay about dating. People go, you say dating women is gay. Oh, you're gay. It's like, dude, no, that's gay. Actually, that's gay. It's so gay. I understand it's a means to an end, but you need to admit it. Admit it! Admit it. Admit it. But you won't because you faggots like that shit. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. I'm saying it and it's true and you know it's true, but you'll never admit it because you faggots like that shit, actually. You like your little long walks on the beach. You like to splash and play in the water. You like to go ice skating because you like that shit because you're a faggot. I'll let you in on a little secret. These beta males, they fucking love Disney Plus. They pretend like they don't, but they do. They want to wear matching pajamas and make TikToks with their girlfriend. They want to cuddle and watch Disney Plus. And if they didn't get any pussy at all, they'd be perfectly fine with that because they get to snuggle up with their best friend. And like, that's the sick shit that I cannot abide. I won't do it. You know, and I've got my hangups, okay? I've got personal hangups, and I'm a bit of a freak. But if somebody said, here's your wife, here's her character sheet, here's her profile, and if it was very businesslike, I could get on with a wife, no problem. But the problem, I will not do the jester shit. I am not a jester. I will not text her. I'm not doing that. I will not Snapchat her. Silly shit. I will not do silly shit. I will not be goofy. On the contrary, I will not be goofy. I like a guy that could be a little goofy. I like a guy that I could just be silly with. I'm not silly, though, but I'm not silly like that. If there's one thing that you need to understand about me, it's that there's no goofy side of me, okay? There's no goofy guy waiting to break out, okay? That's not there. You want to move straight into marriage? Let's do it. But this whole like, hey, I got two tickets for the thing. You want to go with me? Great, I'll pick you up. Like, I'm not doing that. Hey, I picked out, you know, here's my favorite. You know what my absolute favorite is? There was like a genre of content a couple of years ago where the guy would lay out two dresses for his girlfriend and leave a note that said, pick a dress. I'll pick you up at 4. Remember that? And the guy would plan out this elaborate date. I bought you an outfit. Pick one. We're going to your favorite restaurant. I already know what to order for you. And here's a basket of candy. Do you, honest to God, do you see me going to Macy's, going to Nordstrom, going to Von Maur, picking out dresses for my fucking girlfriend, laying them out on the bed, laying them out? I'll pick you up at, be ready at 6, pick a dress, be ready at 6. I went to a wedding once and this was the proposal. I'm going to explain to you the proposal. He recreated their first 10 dates, 10 like a scavenger hunt. It was elaborate. Now, it was a very nice touching, so touching. But do you see me doing that? And guys do, like, they like the shit now. They like that stuff. And me, I'm like, no, I'm not going to be figure skating with you or whatever, ice skating with you. That is, sounds like a giant pain in the ass. I'm not going to go to Maggie Daly Plaza and wait in line like a fucking asshole and park in the middle of winter. It's 20 degrees outside and skate with you. That sounds like a really long and hard day, and I'm not doing that, okay? Like, I won't. And I would also be mortified to be seen in public like that, to tell you the truth. Look, I'm expressing myself. If you're into that, by all means, do your thing. But I'm not a guy that's out there doing stuff. Everybody's out there hiking and camping and doing parties, and me, I'm like, isn't that just a little much, you know? I don't know. People are always doing all this other stuff. I don't get it. I'm not a fan of it. That's me, though. That's just how I live.
Thank you for what you do, man. Hard to communicate with my girlfriend about politics at this point. She loves Erica Kirk and I have nowhere to go. There's no convincing. She's lost lol.
Imagine playing. See, this is the difference. Imagine playing these games. My girlfriend likes Erica Kirk. I can't. It's like, dude, you're being held hostage by a Freud. You're being held hostage by a rib. A fucking rib, bro.
I don't know what to do about my girlfriend. She's crazy.
Dude, there's billions of them. Find another one. Do you know there's billions of them? They're always making new ones.
Hard to communicate with my girlfriend.
No, but don't you understand? That's the great mystery of it, as Tucker once said. That's the great mystery that they're impossible to talk to. You know, in my opinion, if you're lonely, get a dog. You're lonely, get a fucking dog. Okay, I got a bunny because I'm allergic to dogs. But if I wasn't, I would get a wiener dog. The whole woman thing is insane.
Revolutionary Frog sent $20. The sick part is that Jester Maxxing is an intentional humiliation ritual, and if you take part, they will laugh about you with their friends and text no effort Chad, come over at 2 a.m.
That is so true. So true. Chad is posting shirtless selfies on Instagram. She's swiping up. Come over. Meanwhile, you are putting on the show. You're putting on the show. Pulling out all the stops. Giving her your goofy side, your goofy personality. Paying her for her fuck-ass shit. Paying for her Sephora. Paying for her bullshit. Schlepping her fat ass around. You are putting on the show. And then when the show is over, Chad, he's gone. Come over for the dick appointment. It's insane. It's insane. And it is a humiliation ritual. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. He bought me a gift basket. Isn't he funny? Isn't he stupid? Isn't he a fucking loser? Oh my gosh. My boyfriend did this. Isn't that so embarrassing? This is who they are. So, yeah, very good point. Well said. Thank you for keeping it real.
Lagrange Multiplier sent $20. Suppose we found out the black and white murder rate was closer than we thought due to making up the difference in the 50% of unsolved murders. A couple orders of magnitude in IQ surely makes one more capable of getting away with murder.
Oh, you think the white people are killing everybody because they're getting away with it? That's crazy. Yeah, all that's black people would think that. Oh, white people is getting away with all the murders because they smart and shit. White people commit the same amount of murder. They just get away with it because they smart. Oh, you're right. You're right. That's hilarious. I'll take my chances. ATX Royce,
$20.
You're right. You know what? You're right. White people are so dangerous. I'll live in a whites-only neighborhood. I'll take one for the team. You know what? You're actually right. White people are so dangerous, you should probably move out of our neighborhoods. You should move as far away from us as possible while we solve this issue. You're right. White people are school shooters and they're so violent. That's such a good point. I think it's best for everybody if all non-white people get the fuck out of our neighborhoods because, you know, I couldn't live with myself if a non-white person got hurt by one more white person. So I for your sake, I think you need to leave and we'll try and solve this problem in our community. And then maybe someday we can get back
together.
Callie
Gore percent $25. Why you say you're short? 5.9 is medium. At least you're taller than Tom Cruise, Bruce Lee, and almost as tall as Mike Tyson.
Because now, look, the average height is 6'3". Okay? The average height is 6'3". Everyone under 6 feet tall is basically subhuman. and we should all die, right? If you're under 6 feet tall, I guess you should just die. Isn't that right? So that's why I say that. I understand. I know. I get it. It's fine. It's not medium. Maybe it's medium in Vietnam. Maybe it's medium in Peru. Among the white people, what is the average height in Europe? 7 feet tall? Look, I get it. I know. I understand. That's why I willingly support a 6 foot and above person to be president or something. It's fine. It is what it is.
HJHJGJG sent $50. What real jobs have you had?
I love when poor people say, what real jobs have you had? First of all, I'm rich. Second of all, you should avoid having a real job. If you can swing it, you should avoid having a real job. I don't know what a real job is. What's a real job? A real job is what exactly? You sell insurance? What the fuck is real about that? You're a financial advisor? What is that exactly?
You don't have a real job.
What do you sell? You sell fucking what exactly? You sell widgets? That's a real job? I'm providing information. I'm doing real cognitive work over here. I'm doing important cognitive work. And you, I don't know, you sell fucking paperweights, you asshole. No, I worked at UPS, and that's it. I worked at UPS. I worked for my dad when I was in high school in a warehouse, and I did that for the summer. And then another summer, I worked at UPS, and that was it. I did a band. I was a tutor in high school. It was so funny. I tutored a guy in a class that I failed. I had to drop the class because I was getting an F. My senior year, I didn't give a shit. I was like, just not even. I wasn't there. So I was in statistics. I got an F, and I dropped out of the class. And one of the neighbors was paying me to tutor their kid. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. So I did that. I got paid to do band camp 1 year. I got paid to be like, I don't even know what you would call that, because I wasn't teaching them to play the instrument. I guess I was just like a helper, and I sucked at that too. I sucked at the euphonium, whatever. I don't even think those are real jobs even. So I guess the only real job I ever had is I worked for UPS. I cannot be managed. You cannot make. Could you imagine me trying to work a job? I can't do anything on time. I have problems with authority. So that's not going to work for me. I cannot be told what to do. And I can't do anything on time, so I don't know that a real job would be my strong suit. It was terrible. I don't recommend it. If you can avoid it, definitely try to not have a real job. If you can avoid it, try your best, because there's nothing dignified about it. It's disgusting what they're making people do these days. I worked at UPS. It was a total joke, but whatever.
Hey, Jenna Cole sent $50. Top five WangAffs of the year?
Why is it always a top five list? Top five WangAffs of the year? Well, me. Me, obviously. Who else? Who else has been going off? Bradley Martin. He's definitely a Wang half. Who else? I don't know. You guys give me some ideas. Aiden Ross, he's a Wang half for sure. Asmongold is a Wang half. Who else? Clavicular. Oh, definitely Clavicular. Clavicular is probably the number one Wang half in the world right now. He's like the definition of Wang half, actually. I love it. I love the content. He's like the best new E celebrity. It's awesome because he looks like Prince Charming. He's like tall, handsome. And so when you look like that, the level of Mog, it takes everything to a different level. The gesture maxing, the trolling, the incel stuff, it just takes it to a whole different, because no one can call you a loser. When you look like that, there's no cope. You can literally do whatever you want. Someone would actually have to kill you. Like, that's the only recourse. And I don't want anyone to get ideas. Like, I'm not saying that in a suggestive way, but I'm saying that's how much of an advantage it is. When you look like that, you can literally do whatever the fuck you want. What can anyone say to you? Literally, what can anyone say to you when you look like that? You know, the way that he treats women and everybody, the way that he treats men, and they can say nothing. It's like, what is even the rebuttal? When a guy like that shits on you, it's like, what can you pick on? What can you make fun of? He's tall, handsome, famous, probably rich now, gets tons of pussy. You just know that. And so if that guy starts shitting on you, literally, what can you say? There's no cope. If that guy starts shitting on you, what are you going to say? So he's just like got this invincibility. It's like playing Grand Theft Auto with the invincibility cheat code. You're at the military base. Tanks are shooting you. Planes are shooting you. Guards are running up and you're just walking. You're just walking into the bomber. You're jumping in a tank. You don't care. It's like Mario eating the golden mushroom. You're just blasting through everybody. So not to glaze, not to meat ride, but total Wang half energy. A lot of Wang halves this year.
The story you told about your dad the other night is funny because it's relatable. Growing up, everything always got blamed on that damn game, haha.
Yep. Turn off the fucking game. So traumatizing. You remember when you're a kid and you're like playing a video game and your parents are like, all right, wrap it up. That's what my dad said. Wrap it up. It's bedtime. And I'd say, Dad, like 15 more minutes. All right, 15 more minutes. You go, okay, 15 minutes is up. All right, wrap it up. That was like the most dread-inducing thing ever. That was the worst part about being a kid, a bedtime. Can't even imagine. Sometimes I feel wistful and nostalgic about my childhood. Then I realized how much it sucked. He couldn't go anywhere. He had to go to bed at the same time. People telling you what to do. Now I do whatever I want. I play video games. If I don't feel like quitting, I just play all night. I play video games until I don't feel like playing anymore. If I have to be up all night, so be it. Order a pizza. I'm hungry. Pizza. Yeah, pizza delivery. Yeah, and mozzarella sticks and a Coke. Today I feel like fried chicken. Bing, bing, bing. I think I'll play Call of War until 7 a.m. And I think I'll order McDonald's when it's over. So I love being an adult. I used to dread it. Now I love it. Now I'm in my bag. But yeah, when you're a kid, that was the worst thing ever. Wrap it up. That was my dad's line. He'd say, Niccolo, wrap it up. That was his nickname. Niccolo, wrap it up. Or they'd try to get you to pause it and you couldn't pause it. I can't pause it. It's an online game. I can't pause it. I got to get to a checkpoint. Remember that? You have to get to like a save point. They'd want you to log off and you're like, you're in it. It's like, I got to get to the next checkpoint. I got to get to the save. I can't save the game right now. Remember that? Kids these days will never know what it was like when you had to get to a save point. Now every game has autosave, so you never lose your progress. In those days, you had to manually save that at the pre-selected checkpoints. And if you didn't, you were fucked. If you didn't save your work on Microsoft Word, you're fucked. Back in my day, you know what multiplayer meant? Split screen, two controllers. You'd have to go on the honor system. Hey, don't look at my screen. Don't look at my side of the screen. It's not even possible. Remember, you'd be playing Medal of Honor. You'd be playing Call of Duty or whatever. Hey, no screen cheating. Don't look at my side of the screen. That was multiplayer. That's what it meant to play multiplayer. Otherwise, it was solo. It was you alone in front of the TV eating your Doritos or whatever. But yeah, just a little trip down memory lane.
Sure, think he sent $20. New phone for Marla Rose on me.
Wow. Well, thank you for the huge super chat. Thank you for the massive super chat. I appreciate it. I'm not going to talk about the case. I'm not going to talk about it. You know, I don't want to weigh in on that, but I do appreciate the big super chat. Very funny. Very funny. Very good, sir.
Sarayka
well
sent $20.
Done.
As a mom, I can only imagine how proud your parents must be of you. My son and I listen to your show every morning. He's an eighth grader and has friends who listen to your show, too. Great work.
That's very touching. That warms my heart. That makes me want to be a nicer person. Thank you very much. That's very wholesome. I got to make the show more PG. I got to make the show better for you guys. Because I feel, you know, that's very wholesome. That's very endearing. That's what it's all about, you know? So I love to hear it. And I really appreciate that. I'm sure my mom will love to hear it. She watches the show every night. But thank you very much. Sounds like you got a good kid. I'll try to watch the swear words. I'll try to keep it PG. I can't help it. I'm Italian. That's how we talk. If you've seen Goodfellas, Casino, it's just how we talk, you know? And I'm a young adult man. I mean, not to make excuses, but it's very hard. We will not be checking that
out. Mr. Suds sent $35. Car wash?
Mr. Suds, you finished yet? Can I go in now? Me and Mr. Suds high-fiving before we fuck Piers Morgan's wife? Me and Mr. Suds, two-man, Me and Mr. Suds, two man on Piers Morgan's wife, me high-fiving him as I go in after him. She ready? All right, let's go. I'm about to lose my virginity to Piers Morgan's wife after Mr. Suds has a turn. I was a virgin, then I had sex with Piers Morgan's wife. Correction, I was a virgin, then I had sex with Piers Morgan's wife because she has sex with everybody. She'll have sex with anybody. I was a virgin, but then Piers Morgan's wife got in my DMs and I had sex with her and it was easy. I easily had sex with her because she offered it to me. She offered herself up to me with ease and I took her up on it and we did it. And it wasn't even that good. And now I'm not a virgin anymore. Mr. Suds gave me her number and then I called her and I had sex with her. And Piers Morgan watched it. Piers Morgan watched it and he was angry the whole time because I'm a Holocaust denier. And now I'm not a virgin. So no, that's a joke. That's a joke. Okay, that's a joke. But no, that's disgusting. And that I feel sorry for him. It's actually sad.
Billboard meme sent $100. Haven't sent $100 in a long time. Spencer is so Uncle Coded. I love the relationship you guys have now after all you've gone through. Thank you, Nick, for all the collabs this year. Red heart emoji. Merry Christmas. You make me a proud grower for always.
Oh, thank you very much. And thanks for the big super chat. He is, you know, it's funny because we had such a bitter, bitter rivalry. We hated each other, hated each other. We had a vicious feud that went on for years, probably 2 or 3 years, 2018 to like, well, 2017 to like 2020. It's funny because it got so ugly and yet we both just gave it up out of like a mutual respect, I think. And what I like about Spencer is because he has ideas. You know, at the end of the day, the people that I like the most are the people that are original, that have ideas, that are authentically themselves. And people like to say about Spencer, well, he's not a Christian. Well, he's a bad guy. He's this, that, or the other. Whatever he is, he's a character. He's got a fucking personality. He's got something to say. I feel like my whole life I am surrounded by people that have nothing to say. No observations, no thoughts, no theories, no reactions. That's what makes the world a very lonely place for a person like me. Because me, I'm constantly thinking. The wheels are always turning. It's why I have a lot of problems. It's why I have trouble sleeping. It's why I'm a little anxious. I have a lot of issues like that. And it's so lonely because so few people have fucking anything to say. You know, you talk to most people and they got nothing. It's a very shallow bag of things they have to say. And people talk about how they go to the store and they buy something. People talk about that show that they liked. People, and whatever. I mean, most people live fairly normal lives, but there's no thoughts. Like they don't, me, I feel like I'm always expressing myself. I'm always saying, you know what I think about this? You know what I think about that? You ever notice this? And some people, it's like I've never heard them express an actual thought. An idea, an observation, a theory. Like I said, anything like that, anything that ever made me stop and go, huh, I didn't know that. I never thought of it that way. And so I like to fill people that can do that, I'll always have time for them. I'll always respect people that have something to say, that actually care, because it shows that you care. I like people that give a shit enough, they care enough to actually be like actively participating in life. Experiencing life, thinking about life. Anyway, so that's, I really like Spencer and I really like our conversations and I've always found it to be funny. I like funny people. I like, you know what really got me? And I'm not even joking. What really flipped me on Spencer is when he did that interview with L. Reeve. He's doing like a retrospective about the alt-right and he goes, I don't like these ugly, stupid freaks, he says. And he's talking about his own supporters. He's talking about his own fans. And in fairness, they were. I mean, like, because towards the end, when he was doing his college tour, he recruited, like, some really fucked up people, basically. The quality of people in his henchmen declined over time. You know, he had Identity Europa, and those guys were okay. And then towards the end, it was like Matt Heimbach and that crew, and they were really weird people. So that was just true. Okay, they were. He goes, it should have always just been about Richard Spencer, he says. And I'm like, dude, go off. So true. And he's right. Talk your shit. It should have been. And that's not to say, like, you should have been a narcissist, but you should have had the self-confidence to gatekeep, you know, whatever. We don't need to litigate it. But, like, he goes, I don't like these ugly, stupid freaks. It should have always just been about Richard Spencer. And I was like, that's so tough. That shit is so tough. He's so awful. I like that he's dynamic. I like that him and Jared Taylor hate each other. Well, they don't hate each other, but they have like kind of a feud. Because Jared Taylor's like the archetypal conservative. Very conservative demeanor and disposition and very like, you know, slow and steady. And Spencer is like lightning. You know, he's like the man against time. And I definitely, and I like Jared. And I'm maybe more practical than Richard. So maybe I have a little bit of both, but my heart is really with that approach, with this, like, the thunder and lightning. So, anyway, just a little.
In comfy 41 sent $25. Blaze. Unk, you're not an incel. You're a volume cell.
I am an incel.
Elgin Conquistador sent $25.
If women knew what I was like, they would hate me. Women hate me. Everybody says, Nick, you're rich, you're handsome, you're famous. What woman wouldn't love you? You're gentle, you're funny. You have a tender moment. You have a good heart. What woman wouldn't love you? But you know what? I'm just not that exciting. I think that I look at my life and I'm like, this is a solo mish. You know, because I wake up, I like watch YouTube. I read all day. Then I do a show. Then I go to bed. And it's like, I feel like a woman is going to want, oh, we got to like do stuff and buy stuff and, you know, you got to be doing a handstand and sing the Bikini Bottom national anthem. And like, I don't know, I'm just not a fun guy. I'm not really like a fun, personable person.
No, I think women would hate me because I'm really a guy's guy.
I'm not beating the allegations because I'm really a guy's guy because I'm for men. I feel like women these days, they want like, oh, I want a guy that's goofy. They need like a little bit of whimsy. I don't feel like I have any whimsy. I'm not whimsical. I'm not a frivolous, whimsical person. Women are all about the bullshit. Women are always on drama. They talk too much. They're in your face. Need attention. Need to be doing stuff. And me, I'm just hanging out. I like silence. I'm silent all day. Perfect silence. Perfect quietness. I'm very still. You know, I don't do much. And I feel like if I get married, I'm going to get a woman like poking my belly, like, when are you going to do something? Hey, do something. I'm going to be sitting there in complete peace, complete contemplation, absolute silence. And I feel like my wife is going to be like poking my generous belly. Do something. Okay, do something now. Do a trick. Do something. I want to do something. Do a trick. Make me laugh. Look at me. Look at me. Pay attention to me. I'm bored. I feel like that's what a woman's going to be doing. And like, I can't do that. I couldn't even take care of a bunny. You know, the bunny was overwhelming. And all the bunny wanted was like water and hay. When I had a pet bunny, it was such a pain in the ass. It would be like scratching underneath the door. And I'd be like, bro, shut up. I'll get your water in a second. He was so, he would be loud a little bit. And I'd be like, stop. Bro, stop. I can't imagine putting up with all that. So anyway.
Merry Christmas. Have a cheeseburger on me. Don't forget your Burger King hat. P.S. You're not fat.
I don't eat a Burger King. I don't like Burger King. Burger King went woke. I do McDonald's. End of list. No Wendy's, no Burger King. Wendy's is absolute trash. Burger King is woke and also sucks. I'll do McDonald's. I'll do Five Guys, Culver's, In-N-Out. As far as the burger chains are concerned. You know, Portillo's has an okay burger. Bona has a good burger.
N43R sent $20. I was red-pilled by Patrice O'Neill. He was one of the GOAT. Are you a fan? Also, who are three of your favorite comedians?
I don't know, dude. Hitler.
Good boy sent $25.
Mom. What do you do? Top five, top three. Oh, what are your comedians do you like? I don't know, okay? A super underground comedian you've never heard of. Your favorite comedian's my favorite. Yeah, Patrice O'Neill was funny. Not really my generation, though. Kind of before my time.
Google sent $25. Okay? Three must-read books.
Thank you for the big super chat. Three must-read books. Let's see. Bill O'Reilly, Patriots and Pinheads. I'm trying to think of two other books that exist.
Mein Kampf, and let's see, Patriots and Pinheads by Bill O'Reilly, Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, and Letter to America by Osama bin Laden. Those are probably the top three must-reads. Hinsdale,
South Class 2015 here.
Okay, all right. That's our last super chat. Pain, indescribable pain and torment. That's your last super chat. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment. I'm on the air Monday through Friday. Special thank you to our top super chatters. Big special thank you to Golden Titty Sprinkles. Awesome. Shabbos Hebrew Berg, Luke Vintage Fuentes, Jubaka, Good Goy, Lox and Bagels, Koi Crusader. These are the usernames. Shabbos Hebrew Berg, Jubaka, Good Goy, Lox and Bagels, Goy Crusader. Beyond parody. Wow, really creative stuff. I like the grab bag, word search, Jew-related usernames. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about the show.